Sydney remains on a knife edge this evening, with the New South Wales Premier holding off on a lockdown despite another 11 cases of COVID-19 detected in the community. Gladys Berejiklian says the state is in the midst of the scariest period since the start of the pandemic. She's now facing questions about why there was no public health order requiring the aircrew limousine driver who sparked the outbreak to be vaccinated or even wear a mask. Now the outbreak has crossed state borders, infected a New South Wales minister, and, as David Lipson reports, sparked a COVID scare at Parliament House in Canberra.
Question time in Canberra began with a shock.
Mr Speaker, I'm just advised as I came into the chamber that the Deputy Prime Minister is a possible close contact from a function and is just getting medical advice as we speak.
It served to highlight the Sydney outbreak has the whole nation on edge. Barnaby Joyce was back in the chamber within minutes, having been cleared of any danger.
I immediately sought further information and advice from Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd. As I am not a close contact, I'm now able to attend the chamber.
The concerns stemmed from a dinner in Sydney involving a group of his state colleagues that ended with the New South Wales Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall testing positive to COVID and landed three other national MPs, including the Deputy Premier John Barilaro, in isolation. He spoke to Laura Jays on Sky News.
Are we looking at that budget dinner on Tuesday night as a potential super spreading event?
Possibly.
Even the state premier was caught in the net.
I was interviewed by Health. Health has made their assessments and deemed that I'm a casual contact. I was tested very early this morning and isolated and returned a negative test a couple of hours ago.
As for New South Wales more broadly, Gladys Berejiklian is worried.
Since the pandemic has started, this is perhaps the scariest period that New South Wales is going through. And Dr. Chan and I are of equal view of that. It is a very contagious variant, but at the same time, we are at this stage comfortable that the settings that are in place are the appropriate settings, but that's so long as everybody does the right thing.
The outbreak stands at 49 cases, 11 of them discovered since yesterday. All but one have been linked to previous cases, but a hairdresser from Western Sydney who works in the eastern suburbs remains a mystery infection. The state's chief health officer, Kerry Chant, was asked why she hasn't ordered a snap lockdown.
3-day lockdowns don't work if you've got distributed disease. 3 days is not long enough. And I think if you look at the reasons for the 3 days, it's basically a pause where you're behind and you've got a sudden surge of cases and you want everyone to stay in the same place, and that allows you to get any backlog of any contact tracing. We're not in that situation where we're not getting to people in terms of the contact tracing.
Dr. Leslie Russell is an adjunct associate professor of health policy at the University of Sydney.
I think there's a nervousness that we're right on the brink here. And if things are not well controlled in the next couple of days, then we may need to go to a full lockdown situation, and that will almost certainly be longer than 3 days. I would predict it would be at least 7.
Staving off potential lockdown, she says, is the small army of world-beating contact tracers, but she doesn't think they're any better than Victoria's team.
I do think the comparisons between New South Wales and Victoria have been pretty unfair. I think they're both really exemplary in ways that, for example, my public health colleagues in the United States are just astounded at. They could not possibly do this sort of work in the United States.
Victorian contact tracers are now tracking the movements of a man who flew from Sydney to Melbourne on Sunday night, then tested positive on Tuesday. Police are still investigating the source of the outbreak, a Sydney limousine driver ferrying international air crew to their hotels. The Premier's now under pressure to explain why there was no public health order explicitly requiring him to be vaccinated or even wear a mask.
It doesn't matter where it's written. Of course, the health orders mean police can fine and cause people to have that penalty. But all of us know our obligations, and in a pandemic, complacency has no place.
Former Health Department Secretary Jane Holton led the government's review into quarantine last year.
Look, I'm really
really, really disconcerted by this.
She told Channel 9 she drew attention to the risk of aircrew drivers last year.
I actually said that this was a potential hole and people needed to be very, very aware that these people and their transport arrangements had to be a high priority. Now, we know that people come in and out of systems, their jobs change, etc., etc., but we need everybody, including the people who deliver things like transport, to be on the same program. Mask wearing, particularly in the vehicle, I mean, I'm really, really not happy about that. And then also making sure these people are vaccinated.
Former Health Department Secretary Jane Holton, David Lipson, our reporter.